This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a lot of talk here and elsewhere about how people were moving around during the middle stages of this pandemic, from big cities to little mountain towns, or upgrading from a small house to a bigger, more work-from-home friendly kind of house. But get this. New data from the Census Bureau show relocations were down this past year. From 2020 to 2021, Americans actually moved at the lowest documented rate in more than 70 years. Yes, a lot of Americans did move around during this past year and a half, but as Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports, whether or not somebody picks up and moves is a straight-up pocketbook issue.
That pandemic narrative of urban residents escaping and then driving up home prices in rural Vermont or central Idaho, it's not like that's false.
It's possible to hold two truths in our minds at the same time.
Rachel Franklin is a professor of geographical analysis at Newcastle University in the UK.
People did flee cities, but it was temporary or reflects maybe a more sort of dynamic lifestyle where people move back and forth.
What Franklin is talking about here is not migration, but mobility. People may not be picking up and moving permanently, but some are buying vacation homes or working remotely from the beach for a couple months.
And it's also in sort of a socioeconomic niche. This is not the way most people have experienced the pandemic, for sure.
It's not how Robert Echenique, who lives near Washington, D.C., has experienced it.
Must be nice to have that flexibility.
Echenique and his partner have thought about moving.
You know, greener pastures, a little more space, a little less crowded. But for what we make, there's no way we could afford anything at all within, you know, 100 or 200 miles of here.
If you think about the kinds of big life events that often prompt moves, say going away to college, getting married, starting a new in-person job, a lot of those things have been on hold for the past 2 years.
A lot of them were not happening anymore.
John Logan is a sociology professor at Brown University. He says Americans in general are moving less than, say, 50 years ago. Still, in the past decade, a third of Americans, at the least, moved neighborhoods.
That's a characteristic of the United States. So we're not a pioneer society with a frontier anymore.
But compared to other countries, Logan says, we're still a pretty mobile society. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.